You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Says the Gemara Menachas Aflam Es Bavu Dalef Tanak Yishu Miniach Miniach Shel Yad Vachakich Miniach Shel Rosh. The Halacha is that you put on tefillin, you have to put the Yad and the Shel Rosh. Ukishu Cholet Cholet Shel Rosh Achakich Shel Yad. And also, but when you take off your tefillin, take it off backwards. First, you take off the tefillin Shel Rosh, and then the tefillin Shel Yad. So tefillin Shel Yad is first in, last out, is philo. Right? So the Gemara says, so that's what the Braisa says. Says the Soba the Gemara like this. Bishlova kishu miniach, miniach shel yad, becharkach miniach shel rosh. Meaning the fact that you do the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh, right, this first in, makes sense. Why? Because dichsivu ksharetem neois al yadecha, vayoretu it ofos ben yonecha. Meaning the order of the psukim is first ksharetem, and then vayoretu it ofos. Ela kishu choletz, choletz shel rosh, achakach shel yad. But how do you know that backwards you take off your tefillin shel rosh before you take the tefillin shel yad off? So that's the Amoraim. So Omar Rabba Baruna, Sabra Li Omar Kro, that I was taught, Vayuletu itofu is beninecha, kol shavan shebeninecha yushtaim. That's a aloha, the Loshen Rabim, vehayu letotafot, vehayu meaning tefillin shel rosh needs tefillin shel yad. So in other words, tefillin shel rosh can only be on a person when tefillin shel yad is there. Now, clearly, the Aloha Shulchan Aruch is, if a person has only one tefillin shel yad shel rosh, you could do it. Meaning there's no problem. But the chidush is that if you have both tefillin shel rosh should be there only when tefillin shel yad is. So tonight we're going to actually dedicate all the shiur to Rabbi Yechiel Michal Feinstein. He was the son of Breskrov. And we'll see first what he writes in Menachos. In Menachos, he asks the famous question. Bishlema Kishuniya quotes the whole Gemara. Vine lemay de masli dikadin de kozman shebinenech vishtam. Once the Gemara, once the Amoroyim, Rabbah, gave a posuk, the loshon vehayu means that tefillin shel rosh should be with a person only when tefillin shel yad is. In keli choyren tzorich le'afuz, tichsim k'shartem, hadar behoyle, shkuri miniach shel yad, mechakach miniach shel rosh. Why do you need a posuk to tell me that you put shel yad first? Meaning that what the Gemara said, where the Stoma the Gemara said, the reason I put tefillin shel yad first, because it says k'shartem, and then behayu le'toitofo is, now once I know from the word vehayu letoitofis that tefillin shel rosh needs to have tefillin shel yad, clearly you have to put tefillin shel yad before. So why didn't the pasuk? The belavach itzok shel yad tchila because vashu lechashtayim. Miyishlo b'demiyad iksim kshartem vehoyu alfina this with tefillin shel yad din kedim alpi tefillin shel rosh. Maybe the vehoyu, the kshartem and then vehoyu, perhaps it's telling you not only that technically you put the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh, because you know the tefillin shel rosh needs the tefillin shel yad, so you don't need a posuk for that. It's only telling you there is a kedima, there is a preference to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Not only that comes first, right? That in the order of things, you go tefillin shel yad before tefillin shel rosh, but tefillin shel yad has a precedence over tefillin shel rosh. That's why he says, ukshartam, vehoyu, not only that you grow that chronologically one comes before the second, but just the opposite. There's a precedence. And he says, why lafkimina? Kishainu yochol ekam shteyim. One person doesn't have money to buy tefillin shel rosh mishliyad. Shetzorich lakti b'lat tefillin shel yad al pi tefillin shel rosh. Maybe means to say that if you have money to buy one tefillin, shel yad or shel rosh, you should buy shel yad first because there is a precedence. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you, that tefillin shel rosh meets tefillin shel yad, that's poshut. But there is a precedent that tefillin shel yad comes before tefillin shel rosh. Not that you have to put on tefillin shel yad before tefillin shel rosh, but tefillin shel yad has a precedence of tefillin shel rosh. Umatzino kinze bekidushin of choftes with beis mitzvahs pidyon haben kodemes mitzvahs aliyah regel. The Gemara says pidyon haben is before aliyah regel. Shenemar kol b'chor banecha tifne, because the order of the psukim is so. Pidyon haben v'hadalo yirupon harekam. Now, which means, doesn't mean that comes before chronologically, means that it has a precedence. That Pidyon HaBen has a precedence over Aliyah LaRegel. Okay, that makes sense. So maybe that's a pshat. But it says that's not true. Omnam b'shari tshuva arachayim siman chofeik sekat ma'al. Of course, b'tshuva tshivas dvar Moshe. Dvar Moshe says, shivish en yodo maseg liknot tefillin shel yad o tefillin shel rosh. Shaitshuva quotes in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a choice, if you have only enough money for Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, which one should you buy? Ikne Shel Rosh Tchila. You should buy Tefillin Shel Rosh. So this idea that there is a precedent, it's not true. The precedent, the one who has, is Tefillin Shel Rosh. So the question goes back. Once I know from the pasuk Vehoyu that Tefillin Shel Yad Rosh needs Tefillin Shel Yad, why does he have to tell me that Tefillin Shel Yad comes before? Clearly has to come before. Now, it's known by Shemit Briskro of Ateretz, and I think what you call it, he quotes it actually. In other words, this Steret is quoted throughout. And he said, the idea is the following. If the halacha of the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh would be only because of the pasuk Vehoyu, that Tefillin Shel Rosh needs Tefillin Shel Yad, technically, if you put both at the same time, it should be okay. Right? Because it's okay. Tefillin Shel Rosh is never out, is never without Tefillin Shel Yad. The pasuk of Ukshartem and Vehoyu tells you that not only did Tefillin Shel Rosh need the Tefillin Shel Yad, the Tefillin Shel Yad needs to be before the Tefillin Shel Rosh. That to put it on, to take it off, you could take both off at the same time. To put it on, Tefillin Shel Yad has to come before Tefillin Shel Rosh. Okay? So says the Briskrov, that's the way I don't know. And the Chavasel Sashon actually quotes the same thing also. It comes out that there is a big nafkimina, says the Rov. The aloha of Vehoyu tells you that Tefillin Shel Rosh needs Tefillin Shel Yad. You could do it both at the same time. As long as Tefillin Shel Rosh is not without Tefillin Shel Yad. But there is a aloha of Vehoyu to put it on. You have to put on Tefillin Shel Yad before Tefillin Shel Rosh. Now, the obvious question is like this. Once we understand that Tefillin Shel Rosh is actually more chosh of the Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh has precedence on the Tefillin Shel Yad to the raya that if you have money to buy only one, you buy Tefillin Shel Rosh. So why is it that Tefillin Shel Yad comes first? There is two alochas. Tefillin Shel Yad needs to come first, and Tefillin Shel Yad can, Tefillin Shel Rosh can only be with Tefillin Shel Rosh. There are two alochas. But always the Tefillin Shel Rosh needs the Tefillin Shel Yad, and the Tefillin Shel Yad goes beforehand. And the question is why? That's question number one. But clearly, Tefillin Shel Rosh is more chosh than Tefillin Shel Yad, because if you have choice and the money to buy only one, you only buy only one. Question number one. That we are left in this kind of halacha. The second thing we're going to see, Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein on the Chumash. He has a very cool idea in the Chumash. In his sefer, this sefer we just saw is this sefer in Menachos. The sefer in the Chumash is something else. He says the following on the pasuk le toitofes ben enecha. He quotes the Ramban. Because of a Ramban, we omar toitofes, we omar totefes. What is it toitofes in the plural? Because you know that the Tefillin Shel Rosh has many compartments. Kasher kibaldu tzurata min avot, we got their format, the idea of the Tefillin we got from the Ovis, right? Shero hanizim v'kadmoy nimusin kach mosh rabbeinu. It's called mimetic aloha. The way how we know that the Tefillin Shel Rosh looks the way how it looks is because we got from our forefathers. In other words, this is the halacha that is not that there is some kind of a thing. That's what we saw mimetic. We saw mimetic halacha, the film Chaim Soloveitchik, Rupkin construction that you saw. We saw that. That's what it says the thing. Ule Halan said, this is what it writes about Tefillin Shel Rosh. How do you know that Tefillin Shel Rosh looks the way it looks? Because we saw our forefathers doing it, generation from generation. So the Ramban, the same Ramban, quotes later, how do you know that Tefillin Shel Yad looks the way it looks? This is Moshe B'Sinai, Moshe B'Gvura. There is no halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. We only got the tradition from our forefathers. Mimetically, we saw our forefathers all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's not halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. There's no halachic tradition of halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. But Tefillin Shel Yad, there is halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. What's the difference? We are learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. One of them, he taught us halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai, Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Rosh, we saw him doing it. Mimetic halacha, what's the difference? V'ayin berambam, b'choy v'lumazik. This is such an important brisket Torah. Because this goes into this idea, this concept of mimetic aloha versus teaching alohas. That's the difference between Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Rosh is there. We learned Tefillin Shel Yad Halacha B'Shem Sinai. And he says, what's the difference? We know that the idea, the Pasuk says, Yad Regal, the idea is that you have to basically tell your law, that you do whatever somebody does to you, you do back to him. But we know, the Rambam says, we know the aloha doesn't mean that you do a hand for a hand or eye for an eye, you do tashlum. Even though it's in the Torah, says the Rambam, this is a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai, even though the Torah appears to be that's an eye for an eye, Chazal learned halacha lemaisa biyadenu. With this halacha that we know that doesn't mean a knife for a knife, it means money. Okay, the rov is saying don bebezdinu shel Yeshua, and this is a tradition that we saw the Batei Dinim acting this way. Bezdinu shel Shmuel Ramati, b'chol bezdinu bezdin shavu nimotz mishlab in azachshav, is a tradition of every Jewish court. They never applied eye for an eye; they applied it in tashlumi. That's what the Rambam writes. Meaning the Biskrov asked, the Biskrov was used to show the Yamshu Shloimeh. The Yamshu Shloimeh says, he asks the Rambam, the Rambam is saying what? That's a tradition that doesn't mean money. It doesn't mean an eye for an eye means money. It's like Chazal, the Gemara, and Baba Kama has a whole Shaila, they bring Psukim, Gzera Shova, all kinds of droshes. What do you have to say? It's a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu that we have that does mean an eye for an eye. You have a bit droshes. You see that the droshes are alone enough. That's what the Rav asked. Says the Michal, his son-in-law. In other words, Misinai, we were given the rules and the details. What does it mean? All the exegesis, all of the droshes, the tools of droshes, the Yudgimel Midas, were given in Sinai. But this is not called Alokha B'Shem Sinai. They were given the tools to derive halacha. But it's not called Alokha B'Shem Sinai. She'en loyma priyetz hodar u'etrog alokha l'moshev Sinai. Priyetz hodar is esrog. It's not alokha l'moshev Sinai. That is the translation of the psukim. She'kvar v'lanu she'lapurishim kula mi piyoweshe. We know the Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the translation of the Torah called the tafsir. But it's not alokha l'moshev Sinai. V'yesh lem remozim b'mikro yitzyoysa mederch l'dat kasvachu shemarnu. These ideas that you take out of the Chumash, either because that's a translation of the Chumash, says the Rambam, or because you look one of the rules of exegesis, meaning you apply Yud Gimel Midas, that's not Alokha B'Shem Sinai. V'alke kodo shilo rebe zidika v'nikshar bo v'yesh lo tzi bederach b'darki asfor alav dem Alokha B'Shem Sinai. Alokha L'Moshem Sinai is only when something has no scriptural basis. Says the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah, if something has scriptural basis, either because it makes sense with the Psukim, or because you have a tradition how to translate with the Psukim, or you have a drosha, mina droshes, that's not Alokha L'Moshem Sinai. Alokha L'Moshem Sinai is when there is no scriptural basis. Ayin sham b'or b'yata mivu ha-mashikosa b'ram shu me'kabola milvado shu dire minakosuv. When the Rambam talks about the chabolas meaning the concept that you pay instead of doing an eye for an eye, says the Rambam is a tradition. Clearly what the Gemara means to say is the droshas that we have are just giving you basis for a tradition. The reason why we take it out of the simple meaning, says Rabbi Michal, that chabolas, that when you go ahead and you hurt somebody, that you don't do an eye for an eye, is because that's a tradition. We know that that's how the courts did it all the way to Moshe. Now, we have a scriptural basis to find that idea out of the psukim. You could do droshas, the droshas are not there to derive the law. The droshas are there to justify the law. But they are droshes. But if he's there, so it comes out like this to go to the Rambam. There are two kinds of traditions. One tradition is a tradition that you find a scriptural source. Then there is a tradition that's no scriptural source. That's Alokha L'Moshem Sinai. That's what if he's there. They added Tefillin Shel Rosh and Batim Rabim. The fact that Tefillin Shel Rosh It's not one compartment. It's separate compartments. יש לו סמך במקרא. You have a pasuk on that. Why Moshe calls it a bad? Lechoshel nizak kod alocha Moshe Sinai. It's a tradition of Moshe, but it's not a locha le Moshe Sinai. Because a locha le Moshe Sinai means that you get a halocha, and the halocha has no scriptural basis. Mash enkin tefillin shel Rosh, we saw from Moshe Rabbeinu, but if you go and you analyze the psukim, you find a scriptural source for it. Why? Because it says totafot in the plural instead of totafet. So says the Rambam, anytime you learn something and you find a scriptural basis, that's not Allah HaMashem Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you mining tools to find ideas in the Torah. Either you find behavior, traditions, and you use the Yud-Gimel Midas to find sources, or you have some kind of a tradition, then that's the translation, right? It's called the Tafsir. Those are halacha, those are Torah Shebichtav. Halacha le-Moshe Sinai is only when there's no scriptural basis. So that's the chiluk between Tfilin Shel Rosh and Tfilin Shel Yad. Tfilin Shel Rosh, Dar Babat, in the four compartments, it's a tradition. But the tradition forced us to find a source in the scripture, and we found it. What's the source in the scripture? Because it says totafot in the plural, doesn't say totafet. That's very clear. So that's not Halacha le-Moshe Sinai. It's like tashluming ayin tachas ayin. Ayin tachas ayin, the fact that it's not an eye for an eye, but it is, as we spoke, money. You're right. We only got the idea because that was the tradition, but we found a scriptural source. The Gemara is full of gzeirah shavos, so that has a scriptural source. The tradition only enabled us or inspired us to find a scriptural source. That's not Halacha le-Moshe Sinai. Or mirubos me'abarta de'leim be'midas bikra, but tefillin square, or the tefillin of the format, of the bayis echod, that's Halacha le-Moshe Sinai. Ve'al zehu shekosav ha-Ramban etiko v'isid moshpi ha-dvur, that's Halacha le-Moshe Sinai. Masheike b'sharo shemar b'batim, but the four batim, the fact that there are four compartments, is not Halacha le-Moshe Sinai. Gam lo iski zera mechal al-kos b'achse tefillin, ha-nim shu sheikra b'idem v'beriyas surot v'katmoinim, because we learned from the katmoinim, but we found source des mikra. So says Rav Michal, it says, according to Rav Michal B'Shnayis, there are two types of halachas. Traditions can come in as traditions, and then you find a source in the posuk, but that's called, that's nothing. This is the tradition only inspires us to find a source in the posuk, but now has scriptural source. That's not Halacha le-Moshe Sinai. Halacha le-Moshe Sinai is when there's no scriptural source, it's just a tradition. Halacha le-Moshe Sinai. Comes out like this. Tefillin shel yad, the format, is Halacha le-Moshe Sinai, purely no scripture source. Masha'enken, this idea of tefillin shel rosh, it's a tradition of the Oves that there is a scriptural source. And that's why they are very different. That's what the Ramban means to say. And the question is why? Why is tefillin shel yad, Halacha le-Moshe Sinai, no scripture source, it's Halacha le-Moshe Sinai, the quintessential Halacha le-Moshe Sinai is tefillin. Masha'enken, the tefillin shel rosh, the arba batim, it is a tradition, but that's not the driving force. The tradition inspired us to find a scriptural source. And the scriptural source is Vayula Totafot and Natotafet. So that's the second question. The second question is why Tfilin Shirosh has a scriptural source, and that's the Bechayev, Mash Enkin Tfilin Shiliad. Second question. Now we're going to see a third and a fourth question. Let's go back. Now, on the third one, I'm going to show you a quote at Safras Paneach, and then I'm going to quote you the Graz. Those are interesting halachas of Tfilin. Says the Safras Paneach, I mean, the Roger Shover says this on the Rambam, says the Roger Shover like this. Either the MS can. The Gabi Tfilin Sheliad Mitzvah Yanocha or Akshira, Leshitas Zebulozer. He says like this, you should know that Mitzvah's Tfilin is to do a Maise. You have to put on the Tfilin. You have to do the hanocha or the kshira, right? Aval b'sherosh, a mitzvah sheye munach. Mitzvah tefillin sherosh, because the pasuk says ukshartem, there is an action related to tefillin shel yad. So you have to do an action. You have to tie it or put it. But tefillin shel yerosh, there's no action. He says, v'hayu, they should be. The mitzvah yadocha, the mitzvah is that tefillin should be munach. Ayin tois esukad lametes, kame koidem orayom. The big daf kibine is what happens if before day time you put on tefillin. That's no good because the Maisei Akshira was not there. But if you put on tefillin before daytime, tefillin shorosh, even though when you put it, it's not a mitzvah, but as long as daytime, the tefillin's on your head, that's enough. So says the Rogashov, Nafkimina Lalocha, if you go ahead, the Nafkimina Zos Nafkimina is what happens. There are some people who I always say like this, if you go ahead, and it's not so posh, Chabad puts on tefillin onto people, right? You find somebody in the street, you put on tefillin. Can you put, do you have to take his hand and put him on the tefillin shaliyad? He has to do the kshira. The choira, the person who is making the brocha needs to do. There's no, it's mitzvah shebegufo. You cannot have shlichus. So technically, if a Chabad person sees a guy on the street, he has to take his hand and to teach him how to do they cannot put on his tefillin. But tefillin shorosh, there's no mitzvah to put on tefillin shorosh. The mitzvah shorosh is to have the tefillin shorosh in your hand. Nafkimina is if somebody else does, which is called the Yichu Koif, or if there's the before Hayom. So if you put before the Or HaYom, you have to be Meshamesh. Technically also, if you put on tefillin to somebody, according to the Toisa says, you don't have to put it on as long as you move a little around. That's a ma'isa. But you need a ma'isa tefillin shorosh, shel yad. The shama nocha b'sheinke b'sherosh, the mitzvah shemunach, but tefillin shorosh, if you put before the time, you don't need to do anything else. You could put on tefillin somebody else. And he says, right, to put on tefillin. That's a brocha. But on he realized that in mitzvah shorosh, it doesn't say a mindset, it says al mitzvah anocha tefillin. The mitzvah is to have tefillin on your head, not to put it on. But you say, you don't say lehaniach, you say lehoniach. Lehoniach is to make it place, because the bracha of the sheliad is that you are placing, you are being kosher of the sheliad, but you are allowing the tefillin shorosh to be munach, because the tefillin shorosh is the tefillin sheliad. But this is the Tzavtos Paneach. And the question is why? Why does Tefillin Shiliad need a Ma'aseh and Tefillin Shorosh doesn't need a Ma'aseh? Why is that? That's question number three. And the question number four is, this is the Graz, this is the Balatanya in his Ilchos Tefillin. No, in the Sidur, he has halachas, and many times the halachas of the Sidur are not consistent with the halachas of Shulchan Aruch. He has a typical case. Look at what he says. V'char kechaniach et shorosh begov harosh. He's put on Tefillin Shorosh on top of your head. The shita of Baal Tanya is it has to be exactly in between your eyes, tefillin. So you know people have a mirror and you make sure that that's like there. It says it has to be why. Sheyomru kodesh ve'yaki v'yacha miyamin. From the right side is kodesh ve'yaki v'yacha. Umishmol u'shma ve'yaim shamua mishmol. So the post, the Loshna Gemara is Miyamin. In the right side is the two parshas of our parsha, Parshas Boi, which is Vehayaki Savoyu, Vehayaki Viacha, and Kadesh Li. And from the left is Shema. Between the Rashi, Shaparshas Kisidra, and Tefillin Shorosh is very tricky because Tefillin Shorosh, it's very easy to have because they are not in order, right? So you could separate. But by Tefillin Shorosh, Ein Binyamin is smaller than Mashu. So they are mamish, like it's in between because the two parshas, Vehaya and Shema, are connected and Kadesh Li and Vehaya are together. So you have to mamish, be very careful to get inside the middle in between your eyes. Meaning you have only that separate, that slit, that separation. It has to be very careful. So Shita Zabal Tanya, you've got to be very careful to make sure that your tefillin is exactly, when you look at that break between bais 1 and 2, so 3 and 4, that has to be exactly in between the eyes. And the question is, why? Like it's a halacha, but by the way, this is the Ilchus Tefillin. That's, I always say that maybe that's why Chabad has like the Shitas, you know, that they go to Shibush Rabba, that they go the very large tefillins, Chabad, right? Because they hold like Shibush Rabba, one of the Shitas that has to be, it at least helps because it's easier to be Mechavid. If you have a very small tefillin, it's very hard. I have a very small traveling tefillin, it's very hard to keep it middle, right? But according to him, it has to be in the middle. And the question is why? So there are four questions that we have, which we are trying to deal in halacha. So the first question is that there is Tefillin Shel Rosh comes before Tefillin Shel Yad, impressive. It's more important, but Tefillin Shel Yad has to be before. You have to put Tefillin Shel Yad before Tefillin Shel Rosh, and the Tefillin Shel Rosh needs to have Tefillin Shel Yad. Two halachas. The question is why. The second thing is Tefillin Shel Rosh, there is a scriptural source to it. Torah Shebichsav. Tefillin Shel Yad is mamash Torah Shebaal Peh. What is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh? Why is that the case? Number three, why is Tefillin Shel Yad? You need a mindset to do it. Tefillin Shel Rosh is just to be there. And why the parshas of Tefillin have to be such that to the right are the parshas of Parshas Bo, and Sefer Devarim are in the left, right? Why is that? So to learn all of this, I think we are going to understand, and I think it's very inspirational, this Fas Emes, again, because Fas Emes, now, the Fas Emes doesn't go into these halachas, right? The idea of the shiur of us is to take this Fas Emes, look at the sources, understand, and realize how this Fas Emes really allows you to understand these intricacies in halacha, and after the brisky halachas that usually make like very like it's analytical sense, they make a lot of inspirational sense once you see the machshava tribei. So let's look at the Sfas Emes. And now we're starting Sabech Beis, right? The Sfas Emes, we are not learning in order because the Sfas Emes really should be learned differently. It should be learned in the way how the idea progresses, but how he was a stream of consciousness. So the Sfas Emes spoke in different years things, but many times later should be before. And because the Chassidim will never change what the Rebbe did, they finally, the Sfas Emes is still at least the safer in chronological order, even though in some kind of a textual basis should not be chronological. So I think the Sabech Beis is the way you start. You go from Sabech Beis to Sabech Dalet, and then we're going to go back to Mem Zayin and then to Nun Aleph, right? And then look at the Pritz Chaim. So the idea is you have to go back and forth to try to understand what it says. But it says the Sfas Emes, the mitzvah is shown as only Chlol Kol HaMitzvos. In the first mitzvah of Korban Pesach has all the mitzvahs. The mitzvah says Mishchu Uchu. The pasuk says Mishchu Uchu. When you take the Korban Pesach, it has to be Mishchu Uchu. And Rashi says, the quote already, Mishchu Edeichem Avodah Zarah, refrain from Avodah Zarah, pull yourself from Avodah Zarah, Uchu Tzon Shel Mitzvah. We know because the Korban Pesach, right, we know that the Korban Pesach was an animal that was worshipped by the Mitzrim. So the first thing is, pull yourself out of Avodah Zarah and bring the tefillin. This duality, it becomes the paradigm that shomer v'zocher. Shomer klal mitzvahs leisa seo mitzvahs taseh. There is always reframing for the evil and then doing the right. So we have the ability to do both, to refrain and pull ourselves out of evil, and to use that opportunity to be mekarta kudosh bochu. Shecholim limshach min ateva vegashmi. The first step is to pull away from the nature, to peel out the nature. As we saw last week, right? That's the Shem Shakai of the Ovis. The Shem Shakai is to reveal, to open up, like Bris Mila, to take away the gashmius, to take away the physical, the superficiality, to look at the essence. So the first step is Mishru, pull yourself out of the gashmius. And then the next step is, once you pull out of the gashmius, you have the ability to take that kedusha and to use it as a springboard to connect to Kodesh Boho. Right? We spoke about it. The Ov is the Kel Shakai. The Kel, the Shem Kel, which is the powers and the potential of the world, is in the Shakai. Shakai She'omar Lomidai, the world of Tzimtzum, the world of physical. That there is a physicality hiding everything. So the first thing is Mishchu. You have to pull away from the physical. Once you pull away from the physical, you'll be able to connect and use the spiritual as a springboard to take us up. Ushtei tikunim elo, says Hemelag Guf Nefesh. And you realize that Shomer is the tikun haguf, and Zohar is the tikun hanefesh. Mishchu, to pull away from Gashmus, to always, like Sfas Emes we said last week, To be able to deal with the tzimtzum, we have to be mitzamtzim. By refraining, by holding ourselves back from the physical, which is we deal how HaKadosh Baruch Hu held himself back. If we do that, we're able to see what's hidden inside the Guf HaNefesh. The Rebbe Shabbos Kodesh was Zech Letzias Mitzrayim. That's why Shabbos is the same experience. It's Zech Letzias Mitzrayim. Nisoy Shtei Yedot Koyach Hoz. Kumo Shemit Dibur is Nehmer Zohar Mishtei Torah Oiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moish Rabbeinu Shomer. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the important is Zohar. Zohar is the spiritual connection, transcendence. But Moish Rabbeinu was a human, and by Mishnei Torah, is our ability. You have to do Shomer. We have, and we always spoke before, right? Shomer is the concept that you have to refrain from the physical work, to pull yourself out, Mishchu, and then Chu. Mishchu and Chu goes, that Mishchu is always before. That's why Shomer is always before. And that's the idea that you have to stop the Melocha before you Mekabel Shabbos. Ushneim b'dibur echad nemru. The two of them need to be b'dibur echad. What can HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer v'ichulem? Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you should take the Korban Pesach. Because by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is spiritual, he says spirituality is what drives. Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a human, told them, you have to pull yourself from the physical to be able to connect to the spiritual. First is always working on the physical to take away the physicality to be able to reach out to Ruchnius. The Ovis didn't have Ruchnius. They were always there to try to contrain, to reveal from the physical, the spiritual which is there. Always the goof comes before the neshama. And that has makes a lot of sense. We spoke so many times, that's Malchus that comes before you saw it. Is the physical, is the action. That's why Tefillin Shel'ad relates to the action. That's why it's Fasemet, that's why says in the Sfas HaPaneach, you need to do a mindset because it's the idea of the physical. That's why Tefillin Shel Yad needs to be before Tefillin Shel Rosh. You can never appreciate Tefillin Shel Rosh without it. You realize that Tefillin Shel Yad is Eved, is Avdus. Tefillin Shel Rosh is Ben, is the ability of the Kurva. Ben, we know, is the concept of the connection, the transcendence. Tefillin Shel Rosh is a reality which is there. That's why it is, we spoke about it, the Ruchnius is there. You just need to work with the physical to reveal the spiritual and to be mekabel, that spirituality, and then the spirituality takes you forward. That's why Shteit in Sfas Emes, which is Shteit in Halacha, says the Rogachover, Tefillin Shel Yad is a mindset. Tefillin Shel Rosh is just to make sure that it's there, that you're mekabel it. It's very passive. Because once you reach the physical, it inspires you. The whole idea of spirituality, that is an inspiration that comes to you. You don't have to search. That after Torah Shebal Peh, Tefillin Shel Yad is Torah Shebal Peh, is your mindset. Tefillin Shel Rosh is Torah Shebichsav, that once you do the avoid of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav shines on you. You can only see the greatness after you do the voida. That's why Tefillin Shel Yad is Torah Shebal Peh, right? In his Aloch LaMoshe B'Sinai. You have to do it and you have to go in the tradition. Torah Shebichsav, and but you realize that Tefillin Shel Rosh is just there. It's Torah Shebichsav. That's why the Alochas of Torah Shebichsav, Tefillin, says Rabbi Michal, Tefillin of Bais Echad, of Tefillin Shel Yad, says the Rambam, Aloch LaMoshe B'Sinai, Torah Shebal Peh. Tefillin Shel Rosh, the Toitofis is Torah Shebichsav because there is a scriptural source, because that's the inspiration that comes out Mimela. That's what he says. Ki bevada ikar shibud Mitzrayim era guf basia. You realize that shibud Mitzrayim was a physical bondage. The azek cause of kshartem. That's kshartem. Likasher aguf l'shabetav esabachshavas libeinu. That is the concept that we should do a mindset to really tie ourselves up to. To go ahead and to be meshabed the tivus, which costs a matur. About Shirosh, as he called it, the neshama. Tefillin Shel Rosh, the neshama is there. We just have to reveal the neshama. That's why Tefillin Shel Yad, Rosh needs the Tefillin Shel Yad. Because there's no Tefillin Shel Rosh without the Tefillin Shel Yad. But the Tefillin Shel Rosh is the neshama which is there. We just have to reach out to the neshama, and the neshama allows us to transcend. We don't have to work with the neshama. We have to work with ourselves to reach out to the neshama. Tefillin Shel Rosh Yad is the precedence of Tefillin Shel Rosh. Zichr Tefillin Shel Rosh is more chashuv, but you cannot have the Tefillin Shel Rosh without the Tefillin Shel Yad. And the Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh can only do its work if Tefillin Shel Yad is sitting there. That's the concept that Yesoid can only work with Malchus. Aval b'shirosh v'zikor shubchinas neshama shishchalcha b'zishuk zaboyre. That's the neshama which is there. Neshama shetat Torah hi. V'adifini bar lizchirot veikuzeh b'chinas zocher. And feeling allows you to remember, to connect to that. U'b'chinas ben kikar ben b'ni b'choyri koyachan neshama. That's why b'ni b'choyri Yisrael is the neshama. So tefillin shirosh is the neshama, is the inspiration, is the zocher, is the transcendent which is there. Tefillin shel yad is the avoida. Tefillin shel rosh, we just have to be mekabel to allow it to be on us. We don't have to do an idea. That's idea yemoy sachol, right? This is the zocher v'shomer. The shomer is the work. The zocher is the inspiration that comes mimela. Look at what he says in Tafri Samech Dalet. B'mechil takol rabu tzva ma'al lumad, k'bo kib nisol atma yagiula b'nefesh u'beguf. You realize that in Mitzrayim, we had the two of them. The Neshama and the Guf were there. That's why the Beskrov always says there is this duality in the in Yetziat Mitzrayim. We say, Mitzrayim gi'altanu, mi'besavodin pedisonu. This double, right? Why is the double log language? Says Beskrov, Mitzrayim gi'altanu, you took off from the physical bondage. Geula titnu la'aretz is when you rescue somebody who's working and you free him. Is like pidyon. It's like pidyon ma'aseh sheni. You take the ktusha, you change your mahus, you change your spiritual essence because of them. So that's why always is the bondage of the physical and the roof. That's why always the tikkun is the guf and the nefesh. First is called Pesach, and therefore it's Kabbalah Satoira. So he says the following, Lechen Arba Parshas Bitfilin. If you look at the Arba Parshas Bitfilin, is the Shtaim Shem Keneged Arba. Two of them are Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the physical Beguf and Nefesh, is the Sur Merah. The two parshas of Tfilin himself is like Tfilin Shliad and Tfilin Shirosh. The first two parshas is Vekadeshli, Vayaki, Vyacha. Kadeshli is Kedusha, that you pull yourself back. That's the physical. And then afterwards, you go, you bring it closer. That's the spirituality. But that's on the goof. That's coming out of Mitzrayim. And then the two parshas is exactly Shema v'hayayim shamoa, which is the nefesh and the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says, the same way there was Korban Pesach, which is the mishchu, and then the transcendent which is Matan Torah, right, the two together, in Parshas Tefillin, there are two Parshas, which is the Yetzias Mitzrayim Parshas, Kadesh Li Vayakev Yacha, and the connection Parshas, Jitoro Mitzvahs, which is Shmai Vayem Shamoa. Shnaim Litzias Mitzrayim Beguf Nefesh, Shnaim Lekabola Satoira Vemitzvahs Benefesh Beguf. So that's Shtaim Shem Arba. The two of them coming out of Mitzrayim, Guf v'nefesh. So this idea of Guf v'nefesh, Zokter, it's in Tfilin, it's Shtaim Shem Arba. It's Shtaim Shem Arba, La'oni v'bachutz, and La'osher v'bifnim. There are two parts of it. So we saw Zocher v'shomer. Zocher v'shomer is physical, but even the Zocher has a Zocher v'shomer, and the Shomer has a Zocher v'shomer. So on the Shomer is the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Guf v'nefesh, that's v'haya, Kadeshli v'haya. Shema v'hayayim shamoa, is the opposite. And you realize something very cool. Kadeshli, it's always Kedusha, reframe, Vayakev Yachai, and bring yourself closer, Guf and Nefesh. But in the Matan Torah is Shema, which is Yichud Eloah, and then Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Because one of them is us coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it comes Guf and Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us is Nefesh and Guf. That's why it goes backwards. So state in, look at something Givaldic, right? Look at the Balatanya. So the parshas which relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim have to be on your right side because they are the potential. That's the right side, right? And the idea is that you have to basically grow yourself up, right, to be to Kedusha. And the left side, which is the idea of us having the Kedusha and having to be mitzamtem that Kedusha, is Shema V'yayim Shamoa. So he says those two have to be separated. Those are the two eyes that you have. So that's why Beferush said Balatanya, they have to be, one is Yetzias Mitzrayim, one is Kabbalah Satoira. Now continue what he says. Beparshas Kadesh li lo yisal yot chasub in nech lavantiyot shem b'fikha ki agol zeh b'chinas dibur ma'inseh b'chshov. And now he says even deeper. You know that the goal of Mitzrayim was because Dibur Machshove Maskus Kos Parshas Mois, Ken, אחר גאולה דית עליהם כוי חזקתו שבשלוש עשה אלה, you know that after the בעיבש השמו is after the גאולה, we're going to get בכל שעודים במייסה, where is that? עליותך במייסה, תפילין של יעד, עליותך, בין עיניך איזה דמחשובה, תורת השם בפייך הדיבור, right? So you see that this מחשובה דיבור המייסה תפילין is the idea of יציאס מצרים, not only בגוף הנפש, but this together creates the דיבור. That's why למען תהיה תורת השם בפייך, says it, that this idea of this duality of the תפילין של ראש and תפילין של יעד, and the two sets of parshas, they become together in the concept of דיבור. And it says, וזהו עצמוי, ומיצוס אלו מסיים בכל יום לשבת, המייסה ומחשוב אלי זבור, וזה זו איך בתוארס. This is our daily practice. The tefillin של יעד relates to the mindset for us to work on the physical, to restrain, to יציאס מצרים, and tefillin של ראש, to use that to inspire, to reach the neshomim, to receive that inspiration. That's what we do that day. וזה בעצם בכלל קדש לי כל בכור באודם ובבהמה. That's why קדוש is באודם ובבהמה. כי אם שדהם האודם בהמה תויש ישם, because it's truly the void of אודם and בהמה, physical and spiritual. ולעשה בקש רשוס כוח הגוף שהוא נפש הבאמיס על די תפיל של יד. תפיל של יד, you take the נפש הבאמיס. וישיך כוח הנשום ביונם, and the בחינס אודם is תפיל של ראש. תפיל של יד is בהמה, תפיל של ראש is אודם. כמו שראיתם את התפילין מסמוך של שפע קוידש. Now he continues, he says more. מיצס תפילין לא יצא להיות כל זיכרון בדיני חתולה שבפייך, משלושה תיקון למיינסי דיבור, מחשוב שלא תפילין מוכן מיצס. And you realize that this idea, תפילין של יעד, which is מיינסי, תפילין של ראש, which is מחשוב, that's why it makes sense. תפילין של יעד, תפילין זה מיינסי, תפילין של ראש doesn't need it. It's only inspiration, it's just to be there, it's the antenna, it's to receive that. But then you have to connect together with, that's the idea why Shema, that's why tefillin, kol ha-koyre krishma ve-loi tefillin, ke-ilu mi-idu shek le-atri. Shema is the dibur. The dibur is when you take your essence connecting the two of them, because dibur connects machshava and mindset. The tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh, needs a dibur. And the dibur is krishma. That's why you cannot separate the dibur between tefillin shel yad shel rosh. Kol ha-sach mit tefillin shel yad shel rosh, you violate the dibur is. Dibur is to connect tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Right, to take the goof and then the shama together. We know that the Buddha always says that Dibur, we know the Shchonor of the tour in Siman Hey, Reife Chol Basar is the brocha that we say on the flesh and the physical. The brocha that we say on the neshama is a lokai neshama. What is the connection between the two? Is the Mafli Lasso. Mafli Lasso is the miracle of creation that you put physical and spiritual together. The Rambam calls the concept of Dibur Haflo. That's why the halachas of Dibur are in Sefer Haflo, Yish Ki Afli. Because Dibur is the connection between the spiritual and the physical, is the ability to put it together. That's Odom. That's why Tfilin Shiload and Tfilin Shirosh, the worst thing that you could do is to talk in between. To use Dibur to separate the two is the worst thing in the world. The Dibur is the Shema to put it all together. That's what he says. Shenosalak Shmochomit says, Eich Letaken, Nachshov, Dibur, Umayis, Levdila, Mehev, Leoylam. He's telling you, this is Tfilin, the paradigm, is the form of us creating a framework of how to deal with machshava dibur ma'aseh lekodesh Rosh Hashanah. With tefillin matmeh shchinas batim, says, I'm going to tell you an even deeper dimension. It says, the tefillin itself has dibur. It's not that tefillin shel yad is keneged ma'aseh, tefillin shel rosh is keneged machshava, and tefillin and shema is dibur. Says no more. The tefillin itself, it has machshava dibur ma'aseh, because you have the batim, you have the Arba Parshas and the Chof Alav Askoras. Says in Priyas Chaim, if you pay attention to the tefillin, we have four batim. We have batim. Forget about the four, but the batim, with us in a second. There are four Parshas and there are 21 Shem Shamayim. Ke Yadua, Shem Shloisha Shemlis, Eke, Havaye, and Adus. Eke, Havaye, and Adus. Shem Eke is Gematria 21. It's Keneged the Askoris, the Shem Shomayims, which are brought in Shema, keneged the Parshas, right? Keneged the four Parshas, is keneged the four letters Yud Kivav, okay? And the Batim is keneged Atmos. We're going to see in a second how is that. The Batim, and it says very interesting. That makes sense, because the Batim is the physical. The Ma'aseh. Ksivas a Parshas, the writing the Parshas, to verbalize it, is the dibur. And the shemis is the machshava. ובכוח זה יכול להיות כי מייסי בור שעושה, תפילין itself is מחשוב הדיבור המייסי. Because this is the idea that not only the tefillin represents the avoda, every aspect of it, in other words, it's not only on a macro sense, מחשוב הדיבור המייסי, which you look to in שליאת פין שרושת תוירה, but in the micro sense, everyone has מחשוב הדיבור המייסי. ובכין אז נפש רוח הדשומה. To explain this, I will tell you the Etzchaim, we're going to see what the Etzchaim, what the rewrites, what the Abchaim Vital writes in the Etzchaim. He says Reb Chaim Vital in the Tzchaim, something fantastic. And he says, why, says here, like this.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ubitfilin Shilyat, says Reb Chaim, Yesh Gamken Chafala Vatzkarot, you have 21 Shem Shamayims, Neged Eke. The Shem Eke is 21. Ve'arba Parshis, Ken Neged Havai. Ubais Echad, and there is one Bais, only keneged adnos, and keneged altogether is 112 maver yaboik. That's a famous yaboik. Yaboik is the maver that you go, and that's life. What's a pshat? Eke is the shem. The God says, I will be. Is the mekor hashemes. That's the source of inspiration. The source of the kedusha of tefillin are the names of Hashem. They are the source. That's why there are 21, keneged 21, and that's keneged something called machshava. Machshava is always the inspiration to start with. That's the Shem Eke. The Shem Havai is the Haya Hoyveviye, is revelation, right? How God presents himself through history, through life. It's called the Zoh. That's keneged the parshas of Tefillin. The parshas of Tefillin verbalize the Shemis. You are verbalizing the shemus. You are bringing about the realization of the shemus. So that's why it's keneged havaya. But when for you to internalize, to take it in, is a shematus. Adus is malchus that you take, and that's how we perceive. That's how we take in the revelation. That's why Shem Havaya is expressed as adus. Adus is keneged the bais. The bais is when you take it in the maisa. So tefillin is this idea, is the inspiration, that inspiration channeling into revelation, and the revelation for us, the ability to capture and take that revelation, the mindset. Rabbi said, this is what tefillin is all about. It's chofa levaskores, arba parshas, and the bais. And this is tefillin shliad and tefillin shirosh. Tefillin shirosh is the machshava, is the inspiration that comes to us. That's givaldik. But for us to take the inspiration in, we have to have the mindset. The mindset is what allows us to, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. But for us to appreciate Torah Shebichsav, which is Torah Shebichsav is Tzim Shorosh, you need to do the mindset. You do to have the bias. That's Adus, to be able to take it in, right? Kelim Reima Talit, you need the bias. That's why the bias is Keneged Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Keneged. That's the mindset. And what's the verbalization? How do we verbalize that idea to be able to take into our mindset, it's the skrishma. That's why in the macro sense, it's tefillin shirosh, it's keneged the askores. That's why kishem Hashem. That's why the pasuk says, right, we roll kishem Hashem nikra lecha. Which is shem Hashem nikra lecha? It's not tefillin shliad, it's tefillin shirosh. Because that's keneged the chofal of askores. Now, the mindset is the batim. That's the one that we take it in. That's why it's always the heart. The tefillin shirosh, yeah, this keneged the heart, because the heart is where you realize something. Says in Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, we know that there was Rosa Shivcha Bayam, Mashalorai Chetzke Bibuzel, a maidservant in Yamsuf, had a revelation greater than Chetzke Bibuzel, that was the biggest novi. But she remained a Shivcha. Why? Because she didn't internalize. You need to internalize Rachmon Alibaba. You need the heart. You need to be able to be ready to do the mindset. That's why for the inspiration of tefillin shel rosh to work, you need the tefillin shel yad. So that's why it says in the Gemara, we need adnus, right? You cannot verbalize eke, yudke vovke, it's only through adnus. That's why the aloha is that not only that you need to precede tefillin shel rosh by tefillin shel yad, you have to bring it beforehand. It has to be beforehand because you need the mindset to reach spirituality. You can only perceive spirituality through the mindset, through Torah Shebaal Peh. You can only appreciate Torah Shebichsav through Torah Shebaal Peh. The Shem Havai and Eked can only be appreciated through the Shem Adus, through the Bais, how much you mekabel. That's why tefillin shel yad needs to always be there tefillin shel rosh. You can never have a tefillin shel rosh without the tefillin shel yad. Right? That's the idea. That's why it's leoniach. That's why the brocha is the same. And that's why the idea of avoida and the kesher of the Kodesh Boho is always represented by tefillin. In the macro sense, in the micro sense, in every angle of it. And says the Sfasemes, I'll just finish with one more Sfasemes. I'm going to skip one. So the Sfasemes says, here, this idea. All of Torah mitzvahs is basically Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because you can only appreciate spirituality once you free yourself from the physical. If a person is kofus, if a person is tied, in Sitra Achra, he cannot be Mekabel Kedusha. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to do Nisim and Niflos to take us from the physical out. Mitzrayim gets repeated through the mitzvahs. The Gemara mitzvah tefillin is a micro Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shnayim Yitzias Mitzrayim Kadesh Vaya is you are repeating. Tefillin is this: is it Yitzias Mitzrayim beguf and nefesh kadosh li v'haya, u'shtam lekabel malchus mitzvos shma v'haya, and the other one is with the first one. So mi'mitzrayim galtonu mi'beis avon nipedisonu is this, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says ve'avdu elokim v'hotziachais ha'am mitzrayim tavdu nezo elokim al arzeh. The same way the Yitzias Mitzrayim led for us to Kabbalah Satora. Tefillin Sheliad represents that. All the tefillin is kaddishly from the right, the potential is Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the asiyah and the real on the left is Kabbalah Satora. V'ramzu chazal tat b'kat v'shtayim b'at b'afrit v'shtayim l'kabel ol malchus shamayim v'lifru sitra achra. You realize that that's what it is. Tat b'kat v'shtayim in Kotev, in the place called Katvi. Katvi v'shtayim. To shtayim is katvi, to be the kosev, to receive. That's Kabbalah Satora. And Afriki, in Afriki, the Russian proker, porek rachmona, pidyoin is shnayim. So first one is katvi, right? We are getting, the goal is katvi shtayim, and Afriki shtayim. And that's why it's also, we start, is two tests be katvi. Test is the physical, right? We all know the physical is that we have to be mekabel Torah. And that's why tat bekatvi the lekotef in their shoulders shtayim. The Afrikim loshen poyrek shtayim. Believe it or not, mitzarech kol adam leida ki mitzvah shadish boram ifrat oisem shikro oisem and poyle b'sabel kol adam. So that's why the mitzvahs not only are inspirations, they help us, they guide us. Kmo she adam miniach tefillin lemata veroitzel latzed mishmud agov luchazik kavod mukshamayim. When you put on tefillin and you have the kavona that you want to go ahead and go out from shibud into avoida, that you want to go through mindset to connect to machshava, ashorish b'shamayim mitzvishmos mitzitran kashluk. This is it. Does that is the sasem? Is that when you do the physical action, you are giving spiritual forces to do exactly the same thing. Verob zuchazal b'tfilin demore alma. That's the tfilin shakudish bochot. Tfilin shakudish bochot is that when we do the tfilin here, we have a heora min hashamayim, which is tfilin hashamayim. Veremes kanal kashem nisol menichim tfilin lemata b'lamata. When we put on tfilin here, so you see that this parshas of Kodesh Baruch Hu is basically the same. The connection of Klal Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, mikiamcha, migoy godol, and it's always the mi, right? The mi is the chamishim sharebina, is the mem connecting to the yud. So there are 50. There are two parts of the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which they parts of the Tzimra Vezaru, and Nisa Lekim, Am Noisha Bashem, and two, to take away. So you realize that the parts of Kodesh Baruch Hu are a reflection of our parts. The first two parts is the Hashpo Min HaShamayim, Mi Ke'am Chisrol, Mi Goy Godol, and the Loshen Mi, which is the Chavishim Sharibina. And then you have two of them to take out of the Sitra Achra, Anisa Lekim, Lakachas, Lagoy, Bikerev Goy, O Hanoisha Bashem. Ubishabis Koidish says that this was MS. Omur Khazash in Sorik film Shematmanois. Shabbos does that. Kishabos is Zechlitzias Mitzrayim, Gulas Mitzrayim, Bliuvda. We have zocher v'shomer. We don't need a mindset. That happens a lot. Yichurim lasses kulo teira. Shani shomer shabbos kodesh yichirus mishimu. The last lashlita b'shabbos kodesh b'samino. The neshama that comes is the neshama that's already misukan through tefillin. So you don't need the oisot tefillin because Shabbos in itself is nice. So mi hakodesh boch allow us indeed that we should go also be able to connect to the concept of tefillin. You realize that tefillin is all the void of dveikus b'Hashem. All of this idea of tefillin is the paradigm of our existence, right? Is the concept of tefillin shel yad as a preparation to tefillin shel rosh. Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. And how the two interplay together. And how the machshava and dibur connect into Shema. And to realizing that you can only have the tefillin shel rosh and have the tefillin shel yad. And that's why there is a precedent, but not only a precedent, the way to filter, to experience tefillin shel rosh is only through tefillin shel yad. And then you can explain also the halachas that we saw, that tefillin shel rosh is a Torah Shebich Savdik idea. That's why it says the Rambam, you have a posse for that, Litoit office. Torah Shebal Peh is the concept of Filin Shiliad. Filin Shiliad is Torah Shebal Peh. You can never appreciate Torah Shebich Sav without Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh allows you that this is the filter of Torah Shebich Sav. It's like the Shem Adnus is that kind of filter. And that's the second one. The Dois Tavdas Paner says, Filin Shiliad is Mindset. Filin Shiliad. Yeah, Rosh is not the mindset. It's just to be munach al Rosh to get that Kedusha. That's why Tefillin Shel Rosh is connected the Shem Shamayim. And that's what the Gran says. That's what the Baal HaTanya says. They have to separate because within the Tefillin itself, there are the two ideas. One of them is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Ra, and the Dveikus Latoif. Vehaya im Shamoa, Kaddishli Vehaya, that Yitzias Ra in these two aspects. Shema Vehaya im Shamoa is the connection to Kodesh Boch in these two aspects. And this is the concept of Zocher V'Shoma and Shabbos, and that's the concept of the Shabbos is Ois, which comes to replace Tefillin. May Kodesh Boch indeed help us and allow us to experience and feel and to reflect upon what we do on a daily basis, to really be inspired and connect and to relieve Yitzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis. I heard this word, at least like it, according to what's his name. I heard it from Rabbi Horowitz. If you look at it, Lemainse, Lemainse, this is why Tefillin Shel Yad is one. Because Mainse, we all the same. There is a idea that we all the same. But on Tefillin Shel Rosh, there are different parshas. There are different batim. Because on Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is Keneged the Mindset, in Mindset, there is an idea that we all the same, right? There is no difference. Moshe Feinstein has the same idea that we have. There's no difference. Masha Enken, Tefillin Shel Rosh, the Hasogas, the connection, that's very different by people, right? Keshem Shem Pasufim Shelves, Kachen, the same Shelves. That's why Tefillin Shel Rosh are four batim, and Tefillin Shel Yad is only one unique bias. So, Michael, what do you want to say?
I thought you'd mentioned one point. I was just a little bit half dremeling, but you mentioned that Shamar versus Zachor, that Shamar was related to work and Zachor was related to more passive. Could I catch you on that when you said Shamar was?
Shamar is the concept of the mindset, that you're refraining from the mindset. Zachor is an inspiration that comes to you by Mela.
Because I usually think of Shamar as just, it's the losaseis, it's not doing, whereas Zachor is, it was the action.
Yes, so that's always the balance. That's the balance, Michael. So on Shabbos, realize that in Shabbos, Shomer is the opposite of the avoid of the days. So the avoid as ha-mindset, which is the mindset of every day, you refrain from mindset on Shabbos, that's Shomer. You refrain from mindset. Zohar, you do something which is inspirational, but you do a mindset on Shabbos. That's exactly the opposite of Shabbos.
So you are doing a mindset in
it's not really a mice, it's a dibur, right? Whatever it is, a dibur, or even thinking about it, yes. But it's positive, it's actionable, yes, on Shabbos.
But in Shomer, you're saying Shomer
is
related to
the No, Shomer is the reframing for the physical, refraining for the mice. And
but you call that work.
That's called work, for sure, called the mice. That's called the world of mice.
And Zohar, because it leads you to ideas, it's why you're calling, even though it's the action.
It's not reaction, it's dibur, right? It's dibur. The action is Dibur, because Dibur is doing the action, right? Akimas Fasayim, that's a Dibur or Machshava. That's it.
Shamar is an active action to stop, to refrain from doing. It has to be very mindful.
Very mindful.
Nice,
that's a good point.
There's a nice Meshech Chochma on this also.
Yes, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it makes sense, right? That's Mleches Machsheves. It has to be a Mleches Machsheves. If it's Misasek, that's not Shom. Shom is Mleches Machsheves that you're doing it and refraining it.
Right.
Yep. But this is Givaldic because I see that when you're feeling that there's so many dimensions, it's Givaldic. Yes. But now you also realize that this Shem Yabuik, which is Eke Havaye Admos, right? So we always mention so many times Eke Havaye Admos, right? The Tzirufim, that's Mamir Yabuk. That is the 112, which is this is the transition of life. Taking the Eke, right, which is the potential, the Shoresh Hashemus, which is in essence the Chafal of Askoras, verbalizing it as a Gilui, which is Shoresh Bechsav, and being Mekabel, which is the Bati, which is Adus. Okay, people?
I want to say, is this idea, there's a Mashiach Chachmon in Parsha Shemais by Tfilin, where he says that Tfilin Shal Yad is in the Galus, but Tfilin Shal Reish is when everything's Begiloi.
So it feels very well. That's why, by the way, Tfilin Shal Yad is Mechuse.
I have to cover it.
Is Kisui, right? Lecha Leois Velo Lachirim Nois. Masha'inke, the other one is Giloi, right? That's why Shem Rivero called me Arki, Shem Shamayim Nikra Lecha. One's Beloshim Kisui, because that is the world of Maise, etc., that you have to mechase, because that's the idea of Kisui, right? That's the idea of news. And the law of Gilui, Shem Shamayim. Yep.
We've talked about the chiastic structures of the, you know, that the Machlokas, Rosh, Ben Tam, and Rashi, and that there's, when the Gemara says that there's room for two tefillin in concept because they both are true, that there's really room for two tefillin heads because they both are true. But you're saying it has to be midline, even though the place is large enough that they both could be there at one time. So they're both there, all front to back. Almost.
Yes, and that's why, Michael, you realize that Rashi is the Knesset to Rabbi Natan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Rashi was Rabbi Natan's grandfather, right?
Right.
So Rashi is Rabbi Tam's grandfather. You realize that that's Givaldi, because according to this, the two are back to back.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Rashi is always the Knesset Rabbi Tam. You always go in order, then you go to the chiastic structure. Yeah. It's Havayis Be'em, so Havayis Minatzad. This is the Zohar. The Zohar says that Mokum Shtei Tefillin is the Tefillin Shel Rabbi Tam and Tefillin Shel Rashi. And Rav Machlokes is Nibar Rosh. But to me, that they're exactly right. This is the Meshech Chochma. It's very well the Meshech Chochma.
How does the Tefillin Shel Yad though fit in the Parshas of Parshas Boyin when everything was Begiloi, everything was done Nisim outright?
No, but I saw that Shibud Mitzrayim was the first step. In Mitzrayim, Galtan would be Savod B'Tisod.
So the Hester Panim in Mitzrayim was the beginning for the Giloi.
For the Giloi. And not only that, is Makkah le Mitzrayim v'rofo, is Makkah v'rofo. The Zohar always says is Makkah v'rofo, right? It's always that the duality. This duality is the duality of life, which is Machshova and Ma'ase, right? One is Le'atzmecha and one is Gilui. One is Tzimtzum, is Tefillin Shel Yad, is always Tzimtzum. Kosher, Lecha Le'ois, right? You have to be Mechase, Tefillin Shel Yad, Gilui. That Kisui in Gilui, always Kisui, comes for Gilui. You realize that this is what Chazal say, that the Tzimtzum is what allows the Or to come through. Kelim Reikim Altamiti. Tefillin Shel Yad, right, is the Tzimtzum. Lecha Le'ois, Keneged Golus, Keneged the Ma'aseh, right? And Torah Shebe'al is Torah Shebechsav, Gilui is Tefillin Shel Rosh, Keneged the Geula, that's it. Which is Mamesh Gol, Geula. Exactly. It's Givaldic. Just to see how this is, how everything fits extremely well together. The Shin, the Dalet, and the Yud Kedua. But that's it. This is the idea. And so do it. So have a great week. The schools of the Sfasema should be oime to Klal Yisrael and to all of us. And we should be zeichet to continue learning Torah together. And I'll be in Eretz Yisrael with Hashem. I just have to tell you something. I am the witness of a miracle today, telling you something unbelievable. I have to tell you because some of my siblings, I'm going to tell you. And Yaron, you know the story. I set up this trip to go to Eretz Yisrael for Shemitah to try to raise money to create a Mass for Shemitah. We go, and then there's an announcement that Israel is turning America into a red country. So I'm bringing Talmidim from Ayur. Rav Shechter is coming along. We have all the Roshivas. We're going to go to Rav Shechter, to the Gerebbe, to the Belzer Rebbe, to the Rav Dovi Cohen, learning Chavrusa and Mishma in Hebron, and going to Rav Yaakov Ariel, Rav Drukman from Mizrahi, everybody together, Mamish, and that's it. So they canceled every trip. So they came to me and said, listen, I have my experience with Shemitah. Is a Kudosh Bohu make it difficult to the last minute. Yeah, if you remember, last time I also couldn't go to it. So to the last minute. And it's just because the farmers have such Mesiras Nefesh. It's the way of Bitochen. I told the Talmid Rav Yonah, we're going to assume that we're going. I'll take the loss and we're going to go assume that we're going. And I'm telling you, the trip is leaving Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. The tickets we have. I bought the tickets. And we tried every single way to get the permit. So they cancel every other trip. I interviewed the guy. The guy said, listen, this looks like a pie in the sky. I said, listen, not a pie. So somebody says, are we fooling ourselves? Something like that. I said, listen. Or are we, somebody says, are we just fooling ourselves? I said, listen, we're not fooling ourselves.
Can you ask Djokovic for any advice? Djokovic. You should have asked Djokovic for some advice.
Why?
The Australian Open, he's trying to get.
I know. I know, Djokovic, but wait, listen to this. But we tried every single way yesterday. So I'm telling you, yesterday I got the final answer because the Misrad HaPnim, we know Ayel Shaked, El Shaked got in, but you know today the Israel is two parties, right? Because so there's so many parties. So the one who runs Misrad HaPnim is Yamina, right? Yamina is Frum. But the ones who run the health ministry is Meretz, Horowitz. No way. So today we decided we're going to postpone the trip for a week to see what happens next week. But postpone the trip, Rav Shechter couldn't come, this couldn't come. Today at 9:30, we're going to call the travel agent because he opens, because we had tickets. At 8:45, they took away the Gzera. And Dafka Motzei Shabbos, the first is like a Kishbuch is opening the gates. Says Motzei Shabbos is the first flight. We are changing Motzei Shabbos. Never it happens this way. If you rise in Israel, you realize that, right? The Misrada Corona, if anybody understands, right? The Corona, the Corona group or the task force meets once a week on Sundays. That they decided to meet today. And to announce at 8:30 that they're changing Motzei Shabbos, that the first flight is our flight, it makes no sense.
Right.
So we never got the chance to cancel it. Can you imagine? So as you look at it, you say, wow, meaning if you're not miming, it's crazy. And so many times, so many people say, listen, are we being too optimistic? Are we fooling ourselves? Because the kids have to, because everybody on Bena semester, right? In this time, which is in between, it's a Mesiras Nefesh to go and there was no way to do it. They didn't accept anybody. Forget about Yoshkovit. This guy is going to Australia. Who cares Australia? But Israel is super makbid. People had to be talking in the last minute, in the Katishin. And just like that, that's it. The guy changed his mind, and that's it. As of Motzei Shabbos. Sapru my Severin. And sometimes you see miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you realize that life is not that simple. And clearly, Shemitah is not that simple. I'm going to tell you again and again and again. If you want to see Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see that. You see that in this case, it's so clear and evident. A half an hour, 45 minutes before we cancel. They can postpone it. We have to. Otherwise, you would have a huge loss. You had to postpone the tickets.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.